This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, and when you go through champions, like NFL or NBA Finals champions, you just don't see many that are living in the space that the Cavs currently are, being 12th in the NBA. Now, obviously, a lot of that, like if you just go points per game, we're in a completely different era of NBA basketball. So you can't put up points per game versus like what the 0-1 Lakers had when they had one of the worst defenses in the NBA while still winning a title, but they allowed 95 points per game, which is not a fair apples to apples comparison. We've seen some teams in recent years, though, the 0-1 Bucks, the 18 Warriors, the 16 Cavs, where they've been living in the same space that this Cavs team is. You can get the job done, but it's not like there's a bunch of teams that are living 12th overall in the NBA and still getting NBA Finals rings.
Well, what's interesting about this group specifically is that it's basically the same team as last year. So we know that defense can be their identity. But obviously with Kenny Atkinson, they've leaned so much into, we needed to be better on offense, we needed to get more out of Evan Mobley. So they've pivoted who they are. But we also know, like, and this is why, like, Chris's answer to, like, the question on, like, can they flip that switch and get better at defense? Like, part of me feels like they can, because we've seen them make that their identity. We've seen them do that before at a high level, where I believe they could theoretically do that. But I also don't necessarily think, like, that this team has done enough to show me that, like, that's the mentality they have. Like, they are very much about, like, their habits. So if they've been doing this since January, as Chris pointed out, it's like, this might just be who they are at this point. We have to kind of live with that. And how much are they exuding on defense to then supplement on offense and take away from what they're maybe able to do on that end of the floor when that's their most dangerous weapon that they have? The stuff on Garland being switched a lot was interesting. Like, it does kind of start and end with him, right? Like, how
I mean,
he,
watch any of the Boston games. It's all they do. They just switch on him and just attack him 24/7.
How he is able to respond to that, how he is able to rise to the occasion on that stage, could ultimately dictate, like, how far this team ends up going in the postseason.
I think it's interesting that they've made this their identity, but the numbers don't support anything that comes close to it being their identity. Like, they legitimately have an all-time great offense, but when you hear them talk, all they ever speak about is this defense.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, what bizarro world am I living in? It'd be like if the 95 Indians were like, hey, that pitching that we have, though. Like, have you guys seen our starting rotation? Have you seen how we do it? It's like, no, we've all been watching Tomy. We've been watching Bell. We've been watching Manny. We've been watching all these boppers just continue to just rake. We haven't necessarily been watching the starting rotation. So that's what's so fascinating to me about it. It just everywhere you turn, they just talk defense, 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 but the numbers don't support it at all.
Or it'd be like the Browns talking about their offense last year.
Yeah, right? Like, offense is our identity.
You know, our defense was really good last year. Great. One of the best in football. But listen, we want offense to be our identity. I think we're getting there. No.
I mean, I think it's weird because it's almost made a lot of the fan base almost sleepwalk into this thinking that they can do both at an elite level. But as Chris rightly points out, since January, they've only done one at an elite level. And maybe, listen, I'm not mad about it. I'd much rather have you be one of the greatest offenses of all time as opposed to one of the greatest defenses of all time. Because once you take on Boston, I don't think Tatum or Brown give a bleep what you are defensively. I think they're still going to score. I think one way to beat Boston is just outscoring them and making sure that you're dominant on that side of the floor. But it is interesting when people match them up with even a team like the Thunder that won 60-plus games and obviously have been great this year because they're defense first, but they also have a really good offense to supplement it.
Yeah, the Thunder are obviously going to be a problem if you get there. We know the Celtics are a problem. And you bring up, like, the, you know, Tatum and Brown not caring, like, who's on him. I do think, like, adding DeAndre Hunter into the mix, he's never been, like, a great defender in his career, but having just a wing that can match up on a wing does make a difference for this team. It kind of evens the playing field a little bit against that team, which is why they made that move in the first place.
That's what's weird, too, is everyone's like, Hunter's the difference, and he does so much for you, and I can appreciate that and respect it, but since he's been on this team, the numbers don't suggest that having that big wing is actually making a difference defensively when it comes to an all-around team aspect.
I don't know and I've said this in the beginning, like, I don't know that DeAndre Hunter's, like, I'm not putting that much stock in DeAndre Hunter being the thing that now puts them over the top against Boston. Boston's still really good. Like, you could still lose to them even with DeAndre Hunter. I just think, like, that move helped level the playing field a little bit because you finally have another wing that can match up with other wings both offensively and defensively and can create his own shot. And that's the biggest thing. But that then it goes back into the identity thing we're talking about, which is that the offense is their identity, and DeAndre Hunter's a big part of that.
How good is Joe Flacco at this point in his career? Coach Riz will answer that question and more. It's Jonathan Pito and Spencer German with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.